room at the Airbnb, like, the first day and was like, can I get ready with you? I was like, oh, she is my friend! So, she's like, I mean, nothing like, you know, sharing glitter and eyelash glue to make you bond, so. And then, yeah, I mean, we just had a really good weekend, and, I mean, instantaneously, I felt like we, like, our work chemistry was really good together, and, like, we got to interview Steve Aoki, and just had really great interviews that weekend.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Nicole from Two Nicoles, One Podcast.
And I'm here, too.
Just kidding.
Well, not just kidding. I am here.
You are here. Yeah. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We just working on some new skills there.
Yeah.
So, how was your week, Nicole?
Ooh, let's see. How was my week? What if I just said for, like, 5 minutes?
Well, I'm sure that's happened before, but that makes me think of, like, when the TV would, like, trip out because of a storm or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm just, like, kind of, like, just, like, pause. Yeah,
it's like you were actually saying something, but it paused.
Yeah. But, okay. My on my week. So, this week, I had close grip push-ups in my program.
Ugh.
And I don't like push-ups because they're just not fun. But I was doing these push-ups, and I was, like, sweating, and I, like, stopped, and I, like, just made a comment, and I was like, man, push-ups really make me sweat. And Dan's like, so? And I was like, I think it's because they make me nervous.
Aren't the close grip ones, aren't those, like, for your triceps?
I don't know.
Or something. Yeah. Like, when I do push-ups, I have to do my arms all the way out, like, almost like I'm covering my chest or something. Like, yeah. My elbows go straight out. I can't do them.
Same. My elbows.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like my elbows are just weird. But the close grip, I was doing irregular ones, and now Nick changed it to close grip. I don't know. And they're obviously harder to do. So I did the first set, and I'm like, okay. So I do the second set. We're about to do the second set, and I was just dreading it. And on shuffle, Into Club came on. And if anyone knows, Into Club by 50 Cent is my motivational song. He really motivates me. So I was like, this is great. So then third set, Put It On Me by Ja Rule comes on. And I was like, man, I was like, my guys are showing up for me today. And Dan's working out across from me. And he goes, isn't this your playlist? I was like, it is. But I didn't know they were going to come on at the same time. So I was really happy that 50 and Ja Rule showed up. They showed up for me.
Isn't 50 Cent a motivational speaker?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
He is for me.
Yeah. He's your boyfriend.
Yeah. So this is probably crazy, but I'm going to say it anyway. So I always have ponies on my wrist. And
okay. Like for your hair.
Yeah. So I call them ponies. And I know maybe people don't. I don't know. What do you guys call them? Hair ties? Ponytails? I call them ponies.
So when I was little, like, my mom would say, like, you know how you put a bow in your hair? So she'd just be like, oh, it's a bow. Whatever. Get a bow. You say things to a little kid just kind of for reference. So for a while, I would just say it's a bow. But it's not a bow because a bow is a shape. But like a hair tie, something, whatever, you know, I don't care. I don't discriminate.
Okay. Well, I call them ponies.
Okay.
So I always have two on my wrists, and right now there's two. You see, there's two, but by tomorrow they'll be gone. And I don't understand. Lately, for the past like 2 weeks, I wake up and they're gone, and I can't figure out why. So I started telling Dan my theory that someone's breaking in the house just to steal my ponies off my wrist. That's it.
And that would definitely be, like, a pervert.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I can't, and the thing is, like, I don't actually notice right away when they're gone, but, like, I'll be at the gym, go to pull up my hair, and they're gone. And I'm like, how does that even happen?
Well, have you ever slept with your socks on?
I can't.
So, here's the thing. I think it's cuddly and snuggly and stuff, but if I go to sleep with my socks on, they're gone. Like, they're not anywhere to be found. You strip the bed with the sheets and you can't find them.
Someone's breaking in your house and stealing your socks.
Yeah, I can't do it for that reason. Not that I don't like it, but that it's like, I will lose those socks.
I don't like to sleep with socks on. It makes me really hot. Although, I did see something recently on TikTok that some doctor said that people who wear socks to bed fall asleep faster. And I keep thinking maybe I should try that so I could fall asleep faster. But I'm like, that's not worth it because I get so hot. I just can't. I can't do it.
Is it the socks or is it just the kind of person that sleeps in socks?
Well, I mean, Dan sleeps in socks and he, like, falls asleep so fast.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's a mindset. Like, me a too. Sock, sleep, and mindset.
Yeah.
It's not if anybody just does it. It's the kind of person that does it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I could test that theory, but I don't know.
You'll be up all night sweating, like, irrationally upset about something. It's not going to go good.
Yeah. So, just be bad all around. So, I'm not going to do it. So our internet went out the other day for like a day and a half. So basically I felt how the pilgrims felt.
Yeah.
It was just terrible. It was terrible. And the thing is like, we're old enough to remember days without the internet. Like we had AOL dial-up when we were like in elementary school.
Yes.
So like, it's not like I never had not had the internet, but like, when your life relies on the internet, like everything is programmed by Wi-Fi in our house. And I'm like, crap, the security stuff doesn't work. My TV doesn't work. I can't use my laptop. And it's just like, you panic. So long story short, we had to have, the internet people come to the house, and this is what makes me angry. And I had already briefly told Nicole about this, but I'm going to vent about it again. Guy who comes in, he basically talks to me like I'm an idiot because I'm a girl.
Yeah.
And I cannot stand that. Like, the thing is, I'm the furthest thing from a feminist, but I cannot stand when a man talks to a woman like she's an idiot because she's a girl.
Yeah.
Anything he would say, do you need me to slow down for you? Do you understand?
That's always an idiot that does that.
Yeah. And it's just like, okay, I literally understand that the internet comes from a modem and a router. I get that. I mean, you have to be an idiot to not know that. And then I ended up needing to buy a new router, and he basically was insisting that I wouldn't understand how to pick one up out at the store, and told me that he would give me his suggestions and his list, and that I wouldn't be able to make it to Best Buy without understanding what I was looking for. Okay, well, news alert, I've bought a router before. I've lived in my own apartment. I know how to buy a router. Like, women are allowed to buy routers. Like, I mean, I don't know. So, I mean, I'm curious to know if anyone else has had these. I'm sure most women have had these things, but...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like, I just can't stand it. And I hate it more, especially when you go to, like, get your car fixed. But luckily, my dad is, like, told me things about cars, so I know what to look for. So, like, if somebody tries... Because they'll tell you your brakes are bad, and they're not bad.
Yes.
And I do remember one time it happened to me. I got my oil changed, and this was, like, years ago. And they were like, oh, yeah, your brakes are bad. And I was like, well, can I look at them? And I went back with them. They're like, yeah, you see here. And I'm like, actually, no. And I, like, pointed out, and the guy was like, oh, you know what? It might have been someone else's car.
Yeah, they would have added that to your bill, and it wouldn't have... But, yeah, you can go, and the dust comes... If a lot of dust comes off, it means they're worn down, and you can see the brake pad wearing. Yeah, that's... They do try to muscle a lot of women around. Did I ever tell you... So, oh, my God, my mom's going to be so mad if she listens to this. So, one time, my mom took her car to get the tires changed. And they would... She was like, did you put the spare tire back? Because a particular car, like, it was, like, under the car. Like, sometimes they would put them in a weird location. And they were like, oh, yeah, it's back. It's back. And she's like, well, let me see it. Oh, you don't need to see it. It's there. So, ends up finding out they didn't put it back. They just took the spare tire.
Oh, nice.
Calls my uncle. He came down and gave him the what for. Which is good. That's what should happen to these people.
Yeah.
Because he's a large man, you know.
Well, I mean.
Scared them.
I mean, he should. They talk to women like they're stupid.
Yeah.
And they just think they know everything, and they don't.
Yeah, exactly. They do that a lot with, like, cars. They think women are very... But nowadays, though, I've noticed most men know less about cars than me.
Yeah, you know...
Especially modern, like, millennials, Gen Z. They don't know anything about cars.
And I have a perfect example of that. One of my brake lights was out last week. And I went to get it changed, and I thought, I'll just go to this local one right by the house. And I went in there, and it was a bunch of, like, teenagers working, like, the desk. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, I was like, I need to get a brake light changed. I was like, can you change it? Because typically if you go to, like, Advanced Auto or AutoZone, they'll just do it for you. And the guy was like, well, I don't know if I can change it. And I'm like, what? And he's like, well, I have to see. So he's looking, and he goes... Oh, yeah, you're definitely going to have to get, like, a mechanic to change these and take these to the dealership because, like, we can't change those here, but do you still want to buy the bulb? I was like, no. I was like, I'll just drive all the way down to Advance Auto, which, or AutoZone is where I usually go. And I was like, because they'll change it there. And he's like, I don't think they will. I'm like, oh, okay. And I just left. Literally go into AutoZone. And it was a guy similar in age. And I thought, oh, here we go. And I was like, hey, I need to get my brake lights changed. And he's like, oh, yeah. He comes out, does it in 5 minutes, and I was out. And I'm like, yeah. See why? Like, stupid. But they don't, but again, I knew more about my car because I've seen it changed. And like, yeah.
Like, I've had this car for a couple years. I know how things go.
Yeah. Stupid. I could be on this car rant forever.
Though. Yeah.
So I'll talk about two other things real quick. So I don't know if anyone saw my reel this week about Trix cereal, but
yes.
I've been really thinking about this, like, mm-hmm. about not knowing if Trix is still shaped like fruit.
If it's for kids or not.
Yeah, that's the thing is I need to know. And
yeah.
But here's what gets deeper. So say, like, we would ask, like, Jess's son Henry, like, Henry, what shape are these our cereals? And he tells us circles. He could be lying to us.
Yes.
And we would never know.
No, we wouldn't.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
It could be a secret.
Yeah, and it's just like, maybe that rabbit makes pacts with children. Don't let adults know.
Yeah, and maybe we forget when we get of a certain age. Like, it's like Men in Black when they just, like, blast you with a laser.
Yeah, like, see, I don't know. This I've been thinking very deeply about Trix cereal. So, yeah, I don't know. If anyone else has those deep thoughts, maybe let us know.
Yeah, that is very deep.
I only have one other thing. So we went to dinner, and I asked for ranch because I love ranch, and I always get extra ranch. And I've started noticing, like, a lot more places charge for ranch. I hate that. Why?
It's ridiculous.
Everybody wants ranch. You know, if you're going to charge for ranch, you should charge for ketchup.
I'm going to tell you what I would do, and I know you're going to disagree with ketchup. If I owned a restaurant...
mm-hmm.
I would water down the ranch.
Oh, why?
To get more bang for my buck.
But then it's disgusting.
Eh.
But here's the thing.
If you get the right recipe in there.
I guess.
I want to stretch it out.
If it's a liquidy ranch, though, it's harder to dip. So you're pouring it on things, and then you're asking for more.
I mean, it might only be a 10% increase.
Interesting.
But that's what, like, people do that in bars. I don't know if they so much do nowadays, but that's an old trick of the older years.
So note to self, you ever open a restaurant,
don't go there.
I'm not coming.
I will be nickeling and diming you.
You want extra ice? Here's an extra dollar on your bill.
Well, that's the thing. I won't be charging you. You'll be getting it. Yeah. I'll be getting it.
Oh, you wanted 4 chicken fingers. Okay.
16-ounce steak? How about 15 and a half?
but no,
that's the kind of stuff I'd be doing. But people aren't going to measure it. They won't know.
Yeah, well, now everyone will. Nicole opens a restaurant. They're bringing their scales.
Like, she's getting us. She's cheap.
So how was your week?
My week was okay. What? Let's see. So, did you notice the Texans don't have power and water?
I saw that.
Yeah, I guess some of them still don't. So, people are donating to, like, the Red Cross and what they call it, the Mutual Aid Fund. Mm-hmm. So, that's pretty crazy because, like, at first, I thought it was funny because it's like, because remember, that's happened in Florida before.
Yeah.
Not to that extent, but it's like, oh, these people can't deal with the snow. But
yeah.
It's pretty bad. Like, people are literally dying, so...
Well, yeah, did you see, is it their mayor or their representative, like, left for Mexico or something?
Oh, Ted Cruz, yeah.
Yeah. But so there's, like, tons of memes about that he's just, like, escaping.
So my favorite is, like, his hair braided. And he's like, no, I didn't just come back from Cancun. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's, like, adult resorts, but I don't really know adults and families went to Cancun. Like, I thought that was, like, a kid party city.
Yeah, I mean... I guess when
like a ton of drugs there.
Well, you know.
It's like people are like, well, he just went to get cocaine. Like, let him be. Like, okay. If he does admit that he just wanted to get cocaine, I will be totally okay with it.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe that's
yeah.
what he's doing.
Hey, who knows? I mean, I got one of my credit cards hacked, which happened
again?
One time. Yeah.
You like
it's a different one.
Okay, because I feel like this just happened to you like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was actually, so if you guys don't know, if this hasn't happened to you very often, generally when somebody tries to steal your credit card, they make a small charge, like $25 or under, to test it because they don't think you'll notice it. But okay. I'm like a hawk. So I notice all that stuff. So usually I've had small charges. I know the one I've had before was like $1.90 or something. but something, maybe $25. But this one was actually at a couple charges that amounted to about $250, which is on the higher end of what I had. But nowadays, that stuff happens so often, it's easy to get your card shut off.
So what did they buy?
Honestly, I don't, the one, I don't even remember what it was, and the other one was Silver US. I don't know what that is. It just made me think of silver sneakers. Like, you know how they have the silver sneakers programs.
So maybe that's what they were.
Yeah.
And they thought, she's not going to know because she's an old lady.
She's old.
I've gotten my credit card hacked a couple times. But the one time it was hacked, they used it for a Marriott. And I noticed immediately on my credit card that it said like a Marriott stay. And I was like, Marriott? And I was like, well, I'm definitely not at a hotel right now. And I called the hotel and I'm like, hey, that's definitely not, like, I'm not there, whatever. Yeah. And they argued with me for like hours.
Oh my God.
So, and like the thing is, like, working in hotels, like, I guess I kind of get it. Cause like, you know, usually to get a hotel charge removed, it does feel like it's really hard for people to do. So I ended up calling Capital One, who the card was, and they got the charge removed right away. Like, they, like, basically blocked it and got it removed. But the hotel was, like, a nightmare. They basically thought I was lying. I was like, well, and we were actually in Wisconsin at the point time, and this hotel was in Ohio, is where I got charged for. And I was like, okay, I'm literally in Wisconsin. You could ping my phone and see where I'm at. I was like, I am not in Ohio. Yeah. So, and the thing is, the fact that that credit card got used with not my name also was, or, like, I wasn't there, is also alarming, because also working in hotels, if the card doesn't match the name, why did you use it?
And not only that, like, you can't just say, oh, use the card on file unless there's paperwork that has to be faxed over. Like, there's a legal process.
Correct.
You have to swipe it. Yes. And that's the only way they can, technically, they can say what they want, but they really can't deny the charge unless it wasn't, like, or they have to cancel it if the card wasn't swiped.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah. And so Marriott did not follow procedure that day.
Yes. Yeah. And that's annoying. That was probably somebody that's about to get fired. Or they were the ones stealing the money.
Probably. That's probably what it was.
That's it. Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of because that is really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, crazy. People are stupid though. What can you say?
I agree.
So I think I told you about this rant. Maybe I didn't tell you. I told you I was like mad on Instagram the one day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm looking on Instagram, and I just got really heated because I saw this girl post, and it's a girl that I know. I don't know her super well, but it's somebody I've known for a couple years, and she posted something about, like, an exchange between her and another hairstylist, kind of, like, shaming a client about products, which I don't care. Like, I literally don't care. But what made me mad is, specifically, I was thinking she was talking about my sister.
Oh.
Yeah. It ended up not being, okay. I investigated or whatever, but, so the girl was, they were talking about, a client using cheap shampoo and saying that she can't use good shampoo. She can only use like Olay because everything else makes her break out.
Yeah.
Now, my sister is allergic to cocametoprobal betaine, which is a derivative of coconut that they use as a thickening agent in a lot of like hygiene and beauty products.
Mm-hmm.
So when she found out about this allergy, she was a teenager, and like she put makeup on, she washed her face, washed her hands, anything. Like she got this, like we said, it looked like leprosy, although you don't really see lepers modern day in America.
Right.
But she had this bad rash. And even when she goes and gets her, she doesn't really get her hair dyed because like the stuff they put on your hair, she gets this weird rash on her scalp.
And that'd be so itchy.
And she has to use, it's really weird because it's usually the cheaper stuff because they don't have the different thickening agents to make the, like the shampoo foam and whatever. So it's usually like Suave or Olay or it's something cheap. Like you can get at the dollar store that she has to use. And it's not just like, it's not that she can't afford something else. It's just that that's literally like, if she would keep exposing herself to that, she would be in the hospital.
Right.
So I saw this, and I usually don't engage with things because, like, you see people post their political opinions, and most of it's dumb and stuff, and you just ignore it. But I saw this, and I thought she was talking about my sister, so I got, like, violently angry. Like, I was like, I'm going to find this girl, and I'm going to... I said a couple swear words, and I said I was going to break her femur, but that was just, like, in, like, the privacy of my own home. It was nothing... I didn't threaten anybody directly.
Well, that's probably good.
So... the thing is, I did say, like, do you realize, like, that's a real thing?
Right.
And she was, like, telling me about some shampoo, like, oh, this doesn't have allergens. And I said, well, if you knew anything about science, like, an allergy is a reaction to anything.
Correct.
So saying something's allergen-free...
Doesn't mean
it is. Does that mean it's air?
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's, like, very scientifically inaccurate. And the fact of the matter is my sister probably makes three times what she makes. Because, like, right. hairstylists don't make... I'm not trying to shame anybody or anything, but it's not like they make $700,000 a year right. to be able to talk about people not affording stuff.
Right. And I mean, actually, so there are a lot of people with money that are super cheap, so...
Well, like, I'm not to say that your boyfriend has all the money in the world, but he cuts his own hair, and he can afford to get his hair cut.
Yeah, he does.
You know, it's not like...
Dan is very frugal about a lot of things. He buys things that he wants and rather spend money on those things.
Not...
Yeah, like, he could care less about having the nicest pair of shoes, the nicest clothes. Not that he, like, shops at Goodwill or... I mean, people do shop at Goodwill, but he would.
No, he would if he, you know, knew he could get what he wanted when he wanted it.
He doesn't think you should spend money on things like when we get our nails and our hair done, he thinks it's absurd that we would pay somebody to do things we could do ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. And that brings my point to, you know, having worked in sales for so many years... That's your job as a salesperson to create the need.
Exactly.
So if you have somebody like Dan who's cutting their hair at home, it's because there's no need.
Right.
Nobody created that need.
Nope.
Especially, like, if somebody's spending the money to get their hair done, they have enough money for shampoo.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not. So stop shaming your customers and learn how to do your job better.
Yes.
Yeah, so that made me mad. It did make me, once I found out it wasn't my sister, like, that's what... Because I could care less what people say. Mm-hmm. You know, if you say something stupid, I just think you're stupid and I don't care. But it made me mad because I thought she was talking about my family, but she wasn't.
Yeah, I'd be mad too.
But I did explain to her that it's, like, literally not how it works.
Well, I'm glad you did that for her.
Exactly.
She needed to learn a lesson.
She needed my education. So something else I wanted to talk about this week, because first of all, you guys are going to get mad at me for saying this is funny, but it was funny how I came to the realization of it.
Okay.
So did you hear about all the things that are going on in The Bachelor?
Not really. I just kind of... Oh, wait. The Chris Harrison thing?
Yes.
Yeah. I do.
Okay,
I
did hear about that. First of all, you know I don't really watch the show. The only time I watched it was when we watched The Bachelorette last season for Claire and Tayshia. So I don't really watch the show... Not very familiar with it. And then I saw, apparently, so I'll just start out at the beginning. I saw somebody, like, did a deep dive or whatever on Twitter and saw, like, a picture of this Rachel girl, who's apparently the front runner now.
Yes.
Dressed as a Native American.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I saw is I was like, you know, this was probably from, like, because I'm thinking of my age. I'm thinking of Claire's 39. So I'm thinking, oh, this is probably a picture from, like, 2001.
She was probably
dressed as Pocahontas. And people are more cognizant of that, but, like, they weren't as much then.
Right.
And then I hear Chris Harrison got in trouble for saying, like, people need to give her more grace. And I'm like, you know, if it was so many years ago, dressed as a Native American, people really didn't used to have a problem with that. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't, but people didn't used to.
Correct.
So then I come to find out what actually happened.
Okay.
So I guess she was at, well, I guess they, and I don't even know how people find this out or have the time to, but I guess people found out she was liking pictures of Confederate flags and stuff.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
So, and this leads me to something else. But then I guess she was at a plantation party.
Oh.
Like, they were dressed as, like, plantation people.
That's not cool.
So I'm going to say what I'm going to say, but then I'm going to say something else.
Okay.
So I was like, that's weird. And I guess she said it was like her, maybe it was her sorority, but her sorority, like, outlawed these a couple years prior. And this was, the picture was from 2018. So she's way younger than we are.
Right.
And apparently this is something they do in the South, or did. They did in the South. So I didn't really, I know they still have stuff on plantations. It's obviously a house. Mm-hmm. At its core, plantation's a house, but I didn't really realize, like, schools had parties, like, they're dressed up as, like, in the dresses and the old-timey stuff, so, like, kind of, which seems kind of weird to me. I mean, I'm not Southern, I actually, my ancestors were Union sympathizers. On my dad's side, my mom's side, they weren't here yet. So, like, it's the whole Confederate thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're from the South, it's kind of weird to me. So that was weird. But also, it made me think of something. I know you're not a big pageant fan.
No, not really.
But in 2015, this was right after Donald Trump decided he was for sure running for presidency. Mm-hmm. And he sold his shares in the Miss Universe pageant.
Okay.
So at that time, if you remember, like, all the sponsors, the network, everybody dropped, like, the Miss USA pageant. It was supposed to air, and it was like there was nowhere to air it. No sponsors, nothing. So
I do remember that, actually.
It ended up on the Reels channel, and they ended up with, like, a couple sponsors. But it was, like the one was she designed swimsuits, but she was a former contestant, like, okay, years ago. So it was, like, people that were really big pageant people, and were like, oh, it's not the girl's fault that this stuff happened. Mm-hmm. So it was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and they had a lunch at a plantation.
Okay.
So this was in 2015, which, fun fact, if I would have won the Miss Pennsylvania pageant I competed in, I would have been there.
Interesting.
And so I paid close attention to it because I had just competed, and it was just weird to me. Like, they had this lunch at a plantation, and there weren't many black contestants, but there were black contestants. And I was like, how can you force a black person? You know, because, yeah, I mean, you could say what you want about, like, history and this and that, but I feel like that's kind of weird. And granted, they're not, quote unquote, forced, but you're not going to win the pageant if you're like, I'm not going to that. Right. If you're not going to all the activities that are planned, you're not going to win the pageant. So Right. It just makes me wonder, like, were they all okay with that? Like, the black girls that...
I mean, probably not.
You know, and that's weird, because I have heard of, there's this one girl, she was actually a former pageant girl, but she, her family was, she's from Charleston, South Carolina, Megan Pinckney. Her family was big in the, you know, equal rights, you know, for black people and stuff. I don't even know if it was getting people out of slavery or if it was later on or maybe both. But I know she got a lot of flack for going to lunch at a plantation. And she said, because of my family, I now have the right to be served at a plantation instead of working at one. And, you know, I totally respect that, but I think it should be left to black people to decide if they want to go to a plantation or not.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah. But really anybody. I mean, because, I don't know, they just...
Because it's
weird.
It's a weird situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my whole... I don't know if it's so much a take, because I didn't even know what was going on. I thought it was over this costume, and I'm thinking it's 20 years ago. And I'm like, well, people didn't care about that stuff back then.
Right.
But the whole plantation thing, we're not Southern. Like, we don't know. Right. And no. But, I mean, the whole, that thing that happened at Miss USA, that reminded me of that. Because I just thought it was so weird. Like, you can't, like, how are you going to make black people go to a plantation? I thought that was kind of psychotic. But, you know, whatever. I guess it's none of my business.
Yeah. The Chris Harrison thing, though, like, to piggyback on that, seems a little strange to me.
Well, he's getting in more trouble for it than she is, which I think is weird.
Yeah, so I do kind of wonder if there's more to the story, because honestly, like, agreeing, like, by saying somebody should be, like, cut some slack, I guess, why does that mean they need to lose their job? Like, he didn't say anything bad, so I feel like there's more to the story that we're not getting.
That we're maybe, yeah, because I'm not saying, like, yeah, he didn't necessarily say the right thing, but that being said, it's more about him now than it was about her, who actually did the...
Correct.
The racist thing.
So it's very...
And
weird.
Apparently there was more. I didn't really deep dive into it, but apparently there was more than just her being at this party.
Yeah.
And I don't know what goes on at such a party. I really have no idea.
Me either.
And maybe it's situationally based.
Possibly.
Maybe some of it's just dress up. Maybe there's something really freaking weird going on with some of these.
Yeah. So there's, I don't know. There's definitely things that we don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Crazy.
It is.
Crazy.
It is. I think we should talk about what's going on this episode today.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, so we have, actually, people from another podcast, which you might think we're crazy, but we actually, we do enjoy interacting with other podcasts, And so if you're on another podcast, you want us on, whatever, we'd be happy to talk to you.
Yeah.
But we have the girls from Millennial Girls.
Yeah, we have Natasha and Raquel. They're on. And
yes,
they're funny. And you should go check their podcast out. And I follow them on Instagram at millennial_girls. And there's two N's in millennial. So we'll obviously put their stuff on our Instagram as well, too, to follow them. But yeah, so we had a lot of fun talking with them. So yeah.
Yeah, they actually worked in media beforehand. They were in radio.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool getting their perspective on things. And we learned some stuff from them. Hopefully they learned some stuff from us.
Yeah, I mean, and just full disclosure, before we even recorded with them, me and Nicole here had tons of technical issues.
Yeah.
So that just made it thrilling for us. But yeah, no, we had fun and they were super good sports about it. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we were pretty embarrassed.
Yeah,
because it made us look on the stupid side.
Very much. But
it was fine.
Here we are.
It's over.
Yeah.
Well, so they stuck around and recorded with us, which was nice. But
they did. They were very nice.
So listen to our convo with them. We hope you like it, and we'll see you in a minute.
Roll that tape.
Yes. We are here to Nicole's One Podcast. We're here with the Millennial Girls, Raquel and Natasha. So what made you guys decide to do a podcast? Have you been friends for a while? What's the scoop?
Yeah, so we actually both were working in a radio station out here in Miami, and it was South Florida's home of dance music, and so that's where we actually met, at the radio station. And our story is always that Raquel thought that I hated her because she was trying to come on to the morning show that I was on, but she didn't know that I had just been on for like 1 week. So I was like, oh, this girl's gonna come and take my spot. I'm not gonna have, you know, my position anymore. Little did she know, she was like a Jolly Rancher coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning, like, hi guys,
4 a.m.
But yeah, and I was like, yeah, like, she had no clue. So that's how we actually met. And then, you know, if you want to tell the bonding story at EDC.
Yeah, so basically I came in, I saw she hated me, and I didn't really see her for my first month because I ended up getting my own show. It was afternoons, and she was so early, so I wouldn't even, she was already like home sleeping in bed by the time I was even, like, getting to work. But we went to EDC Orlando and stayed in an Airbnb together. Well, first of all, we drove up together, so that was kind of like the bonding part. And we, you know, when you're sitting in traffic with someone, you definitely get to know them. And then we ended up working the whole weekend together, and she came into my room at the Airbnb like the first day and was like, can I get ready with you? I was like, oh, she is my friend. So she's like, I mean, nothing like, you know, sharing glitter and eyelash glue to make you bond. So, and then, yeah, I mean, we just had a really good weekend. And I mean, instantaneously, I felt like we our work chemistry was really good together. And like, we got to interview Steve Aoki and just had really great interviews that weekend. And there was no, like, fighting. I was like, hey, can I do that one? And you're like, yeah, sure. And you're like, can I do that one? And there was never anything, like, where I want to do that one. Like, you know, how people can be.
And yeah, we just went together, too. Yeah. And it was, like, our first time really, like, working together. Whereas, you know, at the radio station, we had our own shows after. So we weren't really doing shows together. And, like, we were trying to do something on the side of that because when we got to, right before Miami Music Week, we got an exclusive from Martin Garrix, and that went viral, and all the EDM platforms picked it up, and we got published on Billboard. And so when that happened, we were like, okay, like, magic happens when we're together. And a lot of people kind of, like that combo of us, like, at the station, like, on social and everything.
I feel like, too, it's like the blonde and the brunette, and I feel like, you know, people are always like, oh, girls are mean to each other and hate each other, and we, like, worked really well together. So even I feel like seeing two girls who are actually being nice together and, like, killing it together, like, I'm all about the, there's room for everyone. Everyone can do their thing, and you don't need to be mean to each other. And I feel like that was really good synergy with us as well. So
yeah,
it definitely worked out in our favor for sure.
And that's basically right around that time last year. So then COVID hit, and then we got let go from the station. And we had been, like, you know, in the works of some ideas. We tried doing a podcast at the radio with a couple other guys, but we didn't really, like, kind of take that anywhere. And so we were thinking of doing a podcast, and of course once we were home, we're like, okay, well, now we have all the time in the world to start the podcast. So that's
right.
Literally, like, within 2 weeks from, like, us being, like, our last day at work and us starting the podcast, it was like a 2 minute span of time. Literally 2 minutes. Yes. I meant 2 week, but yeah, yeah, it was like 2 weeks between one and the other. And yeah, we launched a podcast last April, the last week of April. We've just been going steady ever since.
That's awesome.
Steadying up.
We actually met at work too. And I think you didn't like me at first.
Well, it's because you had my name.
Yeah. We have a lot of we have the same name.
Oh, you don't want to share the names.
Similar birthdays.
But
I don't even know. Like, we're very similar people. So that's how we get along. And I think you guys seem pretty similar too, which is cool.
Yeah.
And I think it's good that you aren't like, oh, look at her. I hate girls like that. Like, it's just like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's like a lack of confidence, you know? Which is great. And you have to have confidence to like be on camera and radio and all that stuff all the time, you know? You can't.
Totally.
Or, I mean, I guess you could, but, you know, whatever.
True.
You make it sometimes, but
definitely. Yeah.
So
who's the, like, your favorite celebrity that you've had an encounter with? Maybe, you know, if you're in a club in Miami and somebody stops, like Diddy or somebody, who's the favorite?
I mean, I see celebrities, like, every week. I'm constantly in the, you know, there's certain venues here that are just where celebrities go all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I see all sorts of people. I mean, we interviewed, you know, Martin Garrix. I interviewed Don Diablo.
I mean, this is not
the Chicos. Yeah, like,
I love the Chicos. Yeah. I mean, this is not interview, but, like, the Jonas Brothers, when we sat next to them at dinner
on New Year's Eve,
and I was
having
a full-blown panic attack.
Yeah, we were introduced to who?
Kevin. And I literally, he's like, hey, I'm Kevin. I was like, I know.
Yeah. I've never
been starstruck just because I've been doing this for so long, but like the Jonas Brothers sitting next to them and seeing the beautiful Joe Jonas in person.
They were all right there.
Like, that was it. And she was hysterical because
that's
I'm never quiet, obviously, as you can probably see. And I literally was just like,
she was literally, I was like, okay, you can face her direction, like, because I'm not, like, a super fan or anything, and she is, so, like, I was like, okay, like, you have the view, like, I'll look at you, it's fine, and, like, we'll just, you know, four cocktails later, she was like, you know, oh, now we're getting introduced to Kevin, like, oh my god, that's true. What's the wife of the other brother, the one that was in Game of Thrones?
What's her face? Sophie. It's Joe's wife.
Joe's wife.
Sophie
Like, even thinking, like, to think Sophie. Of that, yeah, Sophie Tucker, like,
Turner.
The fact, Turner,
not Tucker, Sophie DJ.
Oh, no, that's a DJ. Oh, God. Anyways, whatever, her knowing that she's, like, in Game of Thrones, that literally, like, one of the biggest series of all time. I mean, like, you don't put two and two together, because, again, like, we completely understand that they're humans.
Yeah, like, Kardashians were at the other table, but I was like, Jonas Brothers!
Yeah, that's true. See, yeah, you remember it all. I'm so bad with this stuff.
I have a zero memory, but only of, like, certain things that I'm, like, are ingrained.
These are all in the same venue. I saw Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah.
I saw Kendall Jenner.
They were together. Kourtney, Kendall,
Bella Hadid. Yeah. And then tons of rappers, too. Like, I see a lot of rappers all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They're that's just still... Cool. They all have this second home here and stuff, so
I was just
see them all the time.
I was just listening to your episode about crushes growing up, and you had mentioned Joe Jonas, and I was like, oh my god, I can't wait to talk to them, because I love Joe Jonas, and I love the Jonas Brothers. I drove to see them in concert, front row, like, I'm a super fan, so
we
I'm right there
row.
With you.
Yeah, we were front row for New Year's, and I was literally living my best life. Like, Natasha has never seen me like that before. But it was like we finessed our way up there, because it was at the Fountain Blue. It was last New Year's, obviously not the one that just passed COVID, but so we had worked all day. We hadn't slept for like 24 hours. We had worked all day, then we got ready, then we went to dinner, saw them there, and then we went to the Fountain Blue, and it's kind of just like the stage is really high. I don't know if they don't want people to get to them, or for TV purposes, it's like 20 feet up in the air. So you literally have to look like this.
Yeah.
And
oh, wow.
We got kind of to the front, jumped through some bushes, don't mind us. And I was like, no, we're getting close. And mind you, it was like us and like 5-6 other friends. And all of a sudden I feel this like tap on my shoulder. And it's this like security guy who's guarding like the very front VIP area. And he literally just, like, looks at me and, like, does like, the come here finger. And I'm like, well, there's all of us. And I, like, point to all of us. And I was like, is that okay? He's like, yeah. And so I literally grabbed Natasha. I'm like, pull her in. Like, we're going. And we're, like, in the front. And it was, oh, God, the videos. That and just.
I was just trying to think of, like, other guy crushes. Like, I don't think I've seen or met any of any guy crushes that I had growing up. Like, celebrity crushes. But I did see David and Victoria Beckham here and another restaurant too, walk past. And so, like, that concept alone is crazy because you're like, oh my God, like, that was a Spice Girl. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
And so, like, seeing them, like, pass in front, I mean, they look the same, you know, in person, like they do in the pictures and everything. But yeah, very lovely to see them. very attractive.
Yeah. But as far as, like, interviews, I mean, I think what was really cool about working at the station was going into it. For me, I was like, this is what I want to do and who I want to interview. Like, kind of set, like, a dream list. And we basically got to do all of that. So that was really cool. Yeah. And, you know, you feel accomplished when you if you make a list of people you want to talk to and you do it. So
yeah.
It was definitely a cool experience.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So you guys mentioned you started this because you got laid off. So I also lost my job due to COVID. Thank you very much. So freaking COVID. So that's why we kind
of
started this.
I didn't. I'm like working every minute of my life, but it's fun. So.
Yeah.
No way to brag about your job.
Well, you know, somebody else.
So
F is for furlough. Yeah.
So are you guys looking to get back into kind of like the media stuff? Are you taking different paths? Are you trying to just fully blow this podcast up? Like, what's your plan for this whole thing? Or do you have a plan? I feel like I don't have a plan.
Definitely blow the podcast up. That's our big goal. We spend a lot of time on the podcast.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wonder, God, if I had a full-time job, how am I going to balance the two? Because there's just so much time that goes into it. But, I mean, I think if we ever get an opportunity to do a media job, we would love to. I mean, we love doing that. Like, I miss being at the radio. Like, she just got a chance to go on someone's show. And I was, like, watching the videos, and I was like, how was it? How did it feel? Because I was like, it's just, you know, it was
being back in a radio station yesterday, honestly, it was just, like, breathing. Like, it was such a normal, you know, when it's something that's, like, consumes your life so much and every single day, and it's all you do, and then it's taken away instantaneously. It's, you almost, like, don't process it. And being back yesterday, I was so happy, but then I was so sad because it was just, like, this is what we did, and this is,
and I don't do this.
So, I mean, if the opportunity presented itself, for sure, I definitely would be back doing it, but at the same time, it's like, we're really trying to blow this up, and this be our job, because we're putting in 40 hours a week doing it, so.
Yeah, and, like, don't get us wrong, like, we're constantly applying for jobs, but, like, nobody's, you know, no one's getting back to us, okay, you're hot, like, nothing, like, it's just, it's been tough.
Oh, I was even just let go from my part-time job, so, like, that was, like, that's how bad the state of the world is in right now. It, like, wasn't my fault, but it was just, like, one of those things, like, the money is not, it's just not good.
I was literally just telling Raquel this morning, I was, like, someone, and I'm sure many of people judge me based on social media, and so, like, you know, if I'm posting that I'm walking and I see a manatee in the water on a Tuesday at noon, I'm sure everyone's judging me, like, who is this girl, like, why is she not applying for jobs, like, she's going to watch a manatee instead. But I'm like, I'm literally applying for jobs online all the time, but I just no one's biting back, so it's like, what am I gonna do, sit at home and cry? No, I'm gonna go look at manatees at 12 p.m. on a Tuesday.
And I feel you on that, because, like, I feel like since, like, this whole thing, like, happened, I've probably applied, like, a weekly, like, to, like, 10 to 15 jobs a week, and I hear nothing.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
like, the jobs that do respond are the ones that are like, oh, here's all the stuff you can do, but we're going to pay you $15 an hour, and it's like, no. Yeah. So it's just like,
I think they just want the feelers out there, see what's going on. Oh, no, I'm not going to hire anybody.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
No, I mean, it's just, it's bad, and, like, no one's in a good spot right now, because no matter the industry, you don't know where the world is going to go in a week, in a day. So everything, I feel like everyone's like, oh, the idea of hiring people sounds great. But then, like, take a step back. You're like, wait, maybe I can't yet.
Yeah.
And I mean, from your perspective, what do you think? Because, like, to me, I feel like podcasting is, like, the new radio. What do you guys think about that? I mean, because you've done both. You know, what do you think? Do you think radio is going to phase out, or do you think?
I don't think Okay, so I think it's going to change. Like, I don't think it's going to fizzle out because there's still going to be the people, you know, who... Well, first of all, for music purposes and for music labels to make money, they have to, there has to be radio. Like, that has to be a thing.
Well, music and news.
Right, music and news. So, I mean, obviously, there's, like, Apple Music, Amazon Music is launching, Spotify, like, all these things are music, but it's still different, and, like, the labels and the artists don't make money from it. Like, they do from, you know, touring, radio, all that stuff. So, for that aspect, like, I don't think the music industry is going to let radio die. Do I think the format may change a little bit? Yes. Mm-hmm. I think podcasting is its own thing.
Okay.
Because it's completely different. It's more like talk radio. It's super hyper-focused, you know, on specifically what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. But I don't think radio's a dying art form, which is what people are saying. And you're like, I think it's going to change a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be dying.
Yeah, I think it's just the podcasting is more similar to... like she said, like talk shows. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, like when we really get in our element or we have certain guests on, like I almost feel like I'm doing like a morning show in a way.
Yeah.
Like the ones that you see on TV. So it's a mix. I mean, I think that with podcasting, there's a huge opportunity to, you know, just like any other social platform, I think, to make yourself a celebrity. The same way that YouTubers are like that, and the same way that influencers, you know, became on Instagram and stuff. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that there's a huge window for that in podcasting because now it's, you know, it's so, I guess, like popular.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I think it took a while for it to be, and now with COVID, it, you know, it just was an opportunity for everybody. But yeah, sometimes I think you could definitely make it similar to a radio format, but with copyright and everything, since we do a video podcast and we do stuff on YouTube, like, we can't do music. Like, we just can't.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, of course we would still love to interview artists and stuff like that, but we changed the format of our podcast a little bit. But you could definitely do it that way. I mean, that's what Joe Rogan does. I mean, it's not with just music, but he does the long form interviews, which is very similar to news and to certain things in radio too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. I didn't really think of it that way. Cause I mean, I was never in the entertainment industry. I actually, sell wire. So I'm like the total opposite. Total opposite.
Hey, sales is popping. Sales is where you make the money. So
yeah, I'm the total opposite of that, but that makes sense though, because well, they do say though, and this is something like actually I learned this from Joe Rogan's podcast, where we get news nowadays. when Miley Cyrus was on, artists make money from TikTok. I guess like labels.
Yeah, but it's not a lot.
Okay.
It's kind of like the same like how they make the most money is obviously touring live, and then it comes like anything else and. Streaming being the least amount.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like 20 cents a song or something ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, you can make money, obviously, the more social media platforms and the more these, like, labels make deals and whatever. It's money, but it's not, like, a ton of money.
I think down the line, I mean, if people are smart, like, the same way that you get, like, your stats for radio. So, like, the way that they track how many plays and all this stuff in order to get, you know, to become multi-platinum and all that kind of stuff and then make the monies off that. I'm sure down the line, I mean, I'd be surprised if no one figures out a way to do that on the other platforms. Like, it just, that would be stupid not to.
Yeah.
There's just, podcasting is still such foreign territory, I think, for so many people that you can't even really count your stats on podcasts either. Mm-hmm, like, it's not, there isn't, like, a structure to it yet because it's so new. So there's definitely, like, that window of opportunity to kind of just, like, you know, figure a way through it, but I think down the line, and you know, in several years, you would be able to, you know,
I like the amount of people who like use your song for a video or something. Like, I'm sure that's how it's gonna end up changing.
It's gonna have to, for sure.
Yeah, that's so true. Because I remember, like, when I was in high school, like, kids would download a bunch of songs on their iPod and it would be hundreds of dollars and their parents would be mad, but now you just pay like $10 a month for Apple Music and you can download everything.
Well, that's the thing.
Right, right.
You can't become a number one unless it's not, it has to be from your radio plays.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. You cannot become a number one from your Spotify plays and all that. Mm-hmm. So that's the crazy part because it literally should be part of the calculation.
Like,
the fact that everybody was sharing their like Spotify 2020 recap
and every artist was like, you know, got billions of streams. Like, how is that not counted into like your, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a separate, like streams is a separate, like this many streams or golds or whatever from streaming, not like for number one to radio.
Yeah, it's, so it's crazy, and it should be included.
That is crazy. That's, I don't know, that makes me think of like how NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and all them, they only got paid like $30,000 a year. Just because of how, like, the structure was back then with, like, boy bands and their managers. Yeah, it was, like, pretty messed up. But now things are different.
No, yeah, when they first started, they were getting paid, like, nothing. And then once they, like... But even I just watched the Britney Spears documentary last night, and obviously, like, sales were, like, physical albums. And they were, like, they sold 1 million. I'm like, yeah, that's physical albums. Again, I mean, there's just so much that, like, we should be doing. They should still be selling physical albums and pushing that. Yeah. Like, that's a whole different story, but... Yeah, it's just, it's interesting,
Do you think, like, having that knowledge puts you in advantage of, like, your podcast? Or do you, I mean, it's such different territory. Do you think you're just kind of figuring this out as you go?
I think it's helped in retrospect, you know, with, like, speaking, obviously. Because, you know, we've met so many awesome people like you guys who have either not been in the media industry or... haven't been in radio and are doing the damn thing with a podcast. And I said to her the other day, I'm like, every time we have an issue, I'm like, I don't know how people do this who have never been in radio or media, because I'm used to being on a red carpet and like my camera not working and like having to use my phone and figuring it out, or like interviewing someone and like the audio doesn't work and like you're having a panic and like, you know, we're just so used to having to kind of think on your feet really quickly and deal with those kind of issues. And I mean, we still, you know, have our technical issues all the time, because at the radio station you just call your PD who calls the engineer and it's fixed. We are the PD and the engineer now, so we have to figure it out. But I mean, do I think it helps a little bit? I think just in terms of kind of planning stuff out, maybe, but and speaking, but anything else, no, we're figuring it out as we go along, just like everyone else.
Yeah, we clearly have to do it all. You just saw how we handled audio issues, so not very well.
I mean, we have it too. Every single time we record, something happens. Yeah. We're like, why? But it's because, it's also because we're not in a recording studio. Like, we're making a house. Our house is recording studios, and they're not supposed to be. Unless you're putting millions of dollars into it. Like, seriously. That's why.
And, like, with the acoustics in this place are, like, not the greatest. So that, like, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, I guess, like, we're knowledgeable on it, but, you know, we don't, I think we need more sponsors first to do those kind of
upgrades.
So that's the truth,
One day we'll do it, just not now.
It's coming, that's it. That's
well, I feel like the people, a lot of people are in the same boat as us, though. Like, everybody's recording in, like, a spare bedroom of their house or a closet or whatever. And so I feel like we're not, like, out of the norm.
No.
Right now, at least.
Yeah. Especially with
so many
people.
I would love to record in a closet, but, like, we have a video aspect. So, if we... I mean, that would be interesting. Our YouTube is, like, us in a closet. That's kind of creepy and funny.
Like a Halloween episode.
If we had, like, a... what are those? A true crime podcast. That'd be great.
Yeah. Like a flashlight under your chin.
Yeah. A flashlight, like, ghost
we
story.
We try that.
That would be funny.
We did recorded, like, remotely where, because my boyfriend's from Wisconsin, so I was in Wisconsin over the holidays, and we still need to record an episode, so I actually sat in his closet and recorded. It was very uncomfortable to sit in a closet by myself in there, like, and I'm just, like, surrounded while we're, like, Zoom chatting, and I'm just like, well, this is awkward.
Well, you know what's crazy is that when COVID first started, everyone, a lot of radio stations, they were still considered essential, but, like, the big ones didn't want to be responsible, obviously, for anyone catching COVID, so they sent all their jocks were recording from closets and stuff. Like, they sent them, you know, the boards and stuff and the mics, but they were literally recording. All my friends were recording under a blanket, like, in a closet. Like, we still went to work because we were like, we're so small, we're an independent station.
We never had a cleaner studio in our lives. We were sanitizing like a hospital, honestly.
2 seconds. Oh my God. And, like, no one saw each other. We weren't allowed to talk to each other. So I was, like, waving to her from the other studio, like, hi.
Like, I was wearing gloves to work. Like, it was just,
oh my God.
Hospital grade.
It was wild. It was insane.
Like, well, they had us working from home, and we were just, you know, talking to our customers over the phone and everything. But there were people like, oh, my internet's not working. I can't do anything today. So just, That's great. The whole working from home.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's definitely. You have to figure it out for sure. That's an interesting situation.
Yeah.
I mean, we had my internet went out a couple times. Yeah. And I was like, Natasha. Like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Oh my god, I'm acting like I'm on the computer and it's the stupid iPad.
Oh my god. See, again, we're not. Well, actually, no, I'm not that bad with tech.
No, I'm the old dinosaur.
You're like, it's you. Yeah. It was literally us like 5 seconds ago because she just recorded our video in slow motion. So we literally were crying laughing right now. It's on our stories. Yeah. It's on our stories right now on Instagram. Like, we're just like, ooh. Like Dory,
you
right?
Said, no, you sound like, yeah, like a whale.
Yeah, and literally, like, we're like, oh my god, like, are we gonna have to record the whole episode again? Like, I was like, no, we are not, like, we're figuring this out. Yeah. So, yeah, she's the one that always, like, somehow, like,
screws it up.
The slow-mo video, but then I somehow fixed it, so I'm like, thank god.
It's a blonde thing, I don't know.
Maybe
it's a personality trait, I don't know what it is.
I honestly don't even get mad, I was just like, I just don't want to record it again, so yeah.
Like, yeah. I know you have problems, okay? I'm just going to let you go.
Yeah. Literally, she actually made for great content, though. Yeah. Everyone's, like, messaging us right now, like, what is happening?
You're like, I don't know. I think you took drugs.
Like, my sister's like, did you record in slow-mo? I was like, no, your sister probably so. Like, of course you recorded in slow-mo. Yeah, no, my sister was like, did you record in slow-mo? I was like, no. She's like, yes, you did, stupid. Like, oh, my god.
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh, god. Oh. Crazy.
So, tell us some fun facts about you guys.
I'm a Pisces, not.
That's a great
and
fact.
She believes in the sun and the moon.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. Yeah, she's a Pisces. I'm a Scorpio, which, like, technically, do you believe in that? Or, like, are you conspiracy on that, too?
Yes. So, I'm a Scorpio. And they said, yes, the water signs are supposed to be more compatible. So that would be Scorpio, Pisces, and Cancer.
Exactly.
So I'm a Libra, so, and I'm not compatible with anybody.
I used to have a lot of Libras in my life, and my mom is a Libra too. Yeah, between us, I mean, if you want to say, you know, Zodiac, we're water signs, so, like, maybe that's why we get along.
No, that makes sense. I mean, my sister's a Cancer, so that makes sense, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she is a Cancer, too. Wow, there's so many Cancers around now lately. Yeah, we both were dancers growing up. I think, we spoke about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We danced both growing up, but, like, I mean, again, these were things that we just, like, found out after, and it's like, oh, wait, like, that's crazy that we had that stuff in common.
I was still teaching, too, up until last year. Like, I taught for 8 years.
Wow. Oh, nice. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's, like, a random, like, fun fact? Like, something weird?
I'm
like,
weird.
Are you double jointed? Or, like,
my double jointed in my arms.
Oh,
my
elbows. I actually didn't know that. I was just
tumbling growing up was, like, really hard. Because, like, whenever you would, like, straighten your arm, like, my arm would always be super straight. So if I was in, like, a handstand, I'd be, like, buckling.
Oh my god.
My elbows are double jointed.
I'm trying to think of something funny.
I'm learning Korean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not very good, but I'm learning.
And I'm a chef, basically.
Yeah, she's a chef.
Wow.
She can cook stuff from... I can't even boil water. She can, like, really chef it out.
That's awesome. No, I cook a lot. Like, I'm very passionate about food, and I've worked in hospitality before. But, I mean, I guess that would be a fun fact about me.
She made pink pasta from scratch.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was cool, because I did, like, a Zoom cooking class, and they sent me a box of, like, all the ingredients, and so I never follow, like, I'm, like, if I was in cooking school, I don't know if I'd keep up, because I'm always, like, way behind, like, last time I cut my finger while I was doing a Zoom, and I got, like, super behind on the recipe, and I was just, like, oh my god, like, I feel like such a hot mess, and one day, when I have my cooking YouTube channel, whenever I make the time, one day,
I think that's gonna be, like, my tagline. I'm gonna write, like, Natasha, like, I swear it tastes good, but, like, I'm a hot mess or something.
That's how I feel, but, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I feel like a lot of the stuff that tastes good doesn't look.
Oh, I'm allergic to blue icing.
Oh, yeah, that's a weird one.
Like, blue dye? Is it?
Maybe.
Or just, like, the
blue? I don't know.
No, well, people are allergic
blue
to
and green.
Red dye, right? Well, red dye, like,
red.
That's a whole
of course
thing.
It's, like, pink.
I know,
oh,
I like
yeah.
it. Yeah, no. Of course, because it's pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm allergic to blue and green icing. I found that out the hard way when I was ate a cake
Ooh.
When I was young.
Oh.
What was your reaction?
I broke out in hives.
Oh, you got hives too? Oh. I got hives when I found out I was allergic to penicillin.
I'm allergic to
so
that
I'm also
and
allergic
everything.
To Benadryl, I think.
I'm allergic to Benadryl too.
Oh, wow.
I'm really? Actually, no, I'm allergic to literally everything. Like,
yeah, you're a
mess. Oh, same. Like, me too. Yeah. I'm pretty much just allergic to everything, actually. Oh,
yeah. My gosh. It's bad. Like, well, and it's funny because if I get hives, they're always like, take Benadryl. I'm like, well, I can't because I found out because I got stung by a bee and I took Benadryl and had a reaction to that when I was like 8.
Are you sure it wasn't the bee or the...
No, it was the Benadryl because I had to go to the hospital. It was a whole thing. So it was, yeah. So it was like.
Wow. Benadryl's great, though. That thing knocks me out.
I know. Yeah. I envy people that can take it.
My mom used me when I was little and I turned into like a demon child. So she's like, something in the Benadryl does not react well with you. And I was like, good to know. Maybe
yeah.
It's because it's like a tranquilizer to you. Or something. Why did you turn into a demon? No, I don't know. I like, normally it's supposed to tranquilize you, but it did the opposite to me. I like went through like an exorcism. Like I was turned off.
I would have liked to see that.
Oh my god. Funny. I want to know what that looks like. That reminded me of something else too. Oh my god. That's so crazy.
Yeah, no. So I'm pretty much allergic to everything. Really food though.
I had to take, like some kind of like muscle relaxer for something.
Oh, I had to do that one.
And when I did that, oh my god. Yeah, I had lucid dreams. Oh my god. It was just not like, no.
Those things are crazy because I teach a dance cardio class and I took a muscle relaxer unknowingly before I taught a class because my back was hurting. And there was like a first aid, there was like a first aid kit at the studio and this like other instructor was like, oh yeah, this is like, it's good for your back. And I was like, oh, whatever. And I just didn't even read it. I just took it halfway through the class.
See what you're taking before you
shove
it in your mouth.
Could have been like crack or something.
You're
taking
another language.
Yeah. So it was rough. I felt like, I don't remember the experience being very well. But you can't exactly teach very well when you're like numb from like your waist down.
That's so funny.
So it was just,
I broke out in hives once when I was teaching tap class. I literally just started getting really itchy and I saw my neck getting like really splotchy. And I like couldn't breathe. I didn't have my inhaler or anything. I had to call. Luckily I lived like 5 minutes away. So I had to call my dad and I was like, Dad, can you bring me an allergy pill and my inhaler? And all my kids were like, hi, Miss Rocky's dad.
Like, oh, I thought you were going to say like you tapped it out or something. Like, your body that way.
I mean, like,
that was funny. Well, I'm glad there's other people that are allergic to things like me. Because I have issues. Yeah, on a daily basis. Oh,
crazy.
God.
We need to play our game?
Yeah, so we like to play games with our guests. So we're going to play, I guess it's kind of like Would You Rather, but I think we should do it a little differently. We'll let them both answer the questions.
Okay.
So we have four rounds and you both answer the questions. So, okay. So this is the first one. You're the goalkeeper who blows the game-losing save for the England in the World Cup, or every minute you need to tell everyone what time it is. So, example, it's 3:07. It's 3:08.
Oh, I would totally be that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to.
Yeah. I feel like you would, too. Yeah. I don't want to be the other one. They'll, like, kill you.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to be the reason for losing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
We prefer to be annoying.
Yeah.
So, like, it's
okay. Would you rather pick 5 of your friends to sell into slavery?
It's fun.
Or the world is about to end and you can't tell anyone?
Wait, I missed the first one. Pick 5 of your friends to sell to slavery. say them again. Okay.
So, pick 5 of your friends to sell into slavery or the world is about to end and you can't tell anyone.
I think the world about to end because I talked about this with my therapist.
I'm definitely not putting my friends to slavery.
In the book that I'm reading for therapy, it talks about, like, it could always be worse. Like, if the world was about to end, it wouldn't matter because no one would know because everyone would be annihilated. And I was like, I mean, I guess. I'll just keep the secret.
Yeah, because they would be freaking out.
Yeah.
You don't want to tell them.
Yeah, that's actually a fair point.
And then you could just do, honestly, like, you can do whatever you want because you know you're, like, the world's about to end.
No, I know, but I was thinking that selfishly, too, but then I'm like, wait, if I, like, the people that I love, like, knowing that we're all going away and, like, not telling them, I mean, that's, like, kind of, that's excruciating. Like, to, like, be sitting across from each other right now and be like, I know that the world's ending, but, like, you have no idea.
Yeah, but I'd be like, oh, well.
Yeah, I guess neither is a good choice.
The world is ending. What do you mean?
Yeah.
I'm kind of hard in that right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you rather work as a human pinata or find a real unicorn by accidentally running it over with your SUV? I was like, when I saw this, I was like, oh man, I love a unicorn.
That is such a hard one.
I know.
She loves unicorns.
I am one.
So you're going to run over it?
No.
And then, I forgot the first one again.
A human pinata?
Yeah.
That's just like, that's horrible. I don't want to be a human pinata. Run over a unicorn. Does it live?
Yeah, it could live.
It could live. I'm choosing that one.
Yeah, it says accidentally.
If it lives, then I get to actually be friends with a real life unicorn, then I guess that one.
Yeah, I mean, it could
live. Yeah, like, I'm going to pretend that me running over the unicorn was an accident and I feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Can I there say you. I ran it over with like my bike and not a car? I don't think you'd be able to with like, my bike. Never know.
Could be a baby unicorn.
Oh my gosh. No, I definitely do not want to be a human pinata. That sounds terrible. Yeah. It's really painful.
That does sound terrible.
I mean, maybe people have like a fetish or something. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure you could find that on the internet.
Yeah. I had told you. I had that on. Someone DM me. Anyway. Yeah, someone DM'd her asking to her to get to kick them. To kick them.
Oh.
There's, I guess, different strokes for different folks. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So we should find that guy and ask him this question. Probably listen.
He'd be so happy. He'd be like, of course I want to be a human pinata.
Of course I want to be a human pinata. Duh.
Thanks for finally asking.
And let's also get you a therapist.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he needs a Benadryl.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, would you rather plastic surgeons in training use you to practice operations or have Pitbull, if you didn't know who that is, Mr. Worldwide or Mr. 305,
yeah.
wrap to you every night until you fall asleep?
Pitbull. Oh, God.
I would never be able to fall asleep if that was that.
That is so romantic. He has so many bops, Pitbull. Oh, I don't know. That's a tough one. Like, I definitely don't want to be botched, but, like, you have to trust them. They probably care more than the actual surgeon. And I would be annoyed.
Yeah.
That would annoy me. Like, I don't want to hear, I know you're, like, you know, famous, but don't rap to me at night. That's not happening. Honestly, Pitbull.
Especially no. The
like,
time of day.
Making me think of, like, other rappers. Like, if Eminem rapped to me every night, like, I would be so stressed out. Like, I would not... He's definitely not going on the Calm app. Like, that is not happening.
My boyfriend listens to Eminem to go to sleep sometimes. When he's
obsessed.
That's
so weird. He's weird.
He's obsessed with Eminem. Like, when a new album will drop at, like, midnight on a Friday on Spotify, he'll stay up, listen to it, put it in his headphones, and just, like, lay down and go to bed. I'm like, why?
That's so weird.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, I guess when I was a kid, I used to listen to stuff like that.
I stay up and listen to, like, all that stuff.
Okay, maybe you're changing my point of view.
Okay. I don't know. I wouldn't, though.
The thing with Pitbull is he has so much energy.
He
like, does. It would be hard to fall asleep.
I'd be like,
yeah, but like Pitbull's better than Eminem. Eminem like would make me wanna like I would be stressed out.
Yeah, you'd like wanna kill yourself
before bed.
Like that. Yeah. The song "Stan" would make you wanna like commit suicide before bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listen to music to go to bed.
I like literally put like YouTube and like look at like I put like ocean waves to sleep. Like I need calm serenity nowadays. Yeah. I'm not a 14-year-old anymore, unfortunately. I wish I was.
I listen to Harry Styles tell me a bedtime story on the call. Yeah. Let me tell ya, it's great.
She only gets through the first 5 minutes of it, but he has a lot more to say.
He's like, yeah, I literally have to listen to the whole thing because I always fall asleep. And it's like
that's good,
40
though.
Minutes long.
I mean, if Pitbull wants to rap in an English accent, that would be interesting.
And be Harry Styles? Yeah, sure.
That would actually be funny.
Yeah, Harry Styles is a more
calming
voice.
Like, I would want to start dancing. Like,
yeah.
That's funny. Oh my god, that's so funny. That's so funny. Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks for joining us, millennial girls.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun talking
and
to you guys.
And what is your social media?
So our people can find you.
So on Instagram, we're at millennial_girls, and it's 2 L's and 2 N's.
Yes.
We all misspell it. It's fine. We do it too. My personal is at Natasha Salahi.
At Raquel Boldy.
And we're on all streaming platforms.
Everywhere.
Apple, Spotify, YouTube, iHeart. So check us out. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. What day do you guys drop your podcast?
new episodes
Wednesdays
every
at 10 a.m.
Perfect.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Alright guys, welcome back. We hope you liked our little interview with the millennial girls. So Nicole, where can our listeners follow them?
Yes, so again, you can follow them on their Instagram at millennial underscore girls. Why do I sound like an idiot when I do that? And again, we'll
forgot how to talk.
Yeah, they we'll put
their links.
Yeah, I was going to say their handles, but
yeah, that's what it's called. Instagram handle.
Handle on our page as well, so you can find them. And again, listen to their podcast. You can find them on Spotify, Apple,
I think across,
pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, cross platforms.
Yes, anywhere you find them. They're funny. Definitely recommend listening to them too. And I hope you liked listening to our talk with them.
Yeah, and if you look at their Instagram, they're in the Florida sunshine. And I know, unless things really change in a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like most of the country is freezing right now.
Did you see in Pittsburgh it's going to be 50 degrees on Wednesday? So we are going into a heat wave.
We're going outside in our bikinis.
Which is funny though, because like, just like, this is a side tangent. So it's been like 20 degrees here lately. Mm-hmm. And the other day it was like, I want to say like 39. And I saw like most people at the grocery store were just in hoodies. And I'm like, that's Pittsburgh for you. Because yep, that was a heat wave for us. It's like, oh, it's 39. I can wear a hoodie. I don't need to wear a coat now. And even like children were just wearing hoodies. It wasn't even like just adults. Like people were in hoodies. So.
The thing is though, if you park close enough, being in a store with a hot kid is annoying.
Well, yesterday it was 19 degrees after spin class and I didn't have my coat on in spin. I had just a hoodie on, but afterwards I got coffee and had to pick up a order at the mall from Aerie. And so I was like, I'm going to put my coat on. It's 19 degrees.
Yeah.
So I put my coat on over my hoodie and I'm in the mall and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so hot. I like was literally dying. I was like, this is why I don't wear coats. I hate wearing coats.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're in the mall, especially, you could pass out.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And I don't got time to get passed out and have some stranger touch me.
Yeah.
I'm not here for it.
You have to give me the smelling salt. You have to go to the hospital.
I'm not here
for it. It's a whole thing. And it's just not convenient.
No.
Not when you have things to do, at least.
Yeah, I had stuff to do, so it's fine.
Pass out another day.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So make sure, first of all, you better leave us a 5-star review on Apple. Or we're going to mail you a potato or other threatening fruit or vegetable.
Yes. And I don't know if you saw the Instagram story, but the ammo's ready.
Yeah, we have it in stock. We're waiting for it to sprout.
Yep. So once that sprouts, you don't send us a review? Potato.
Yeah. We'll get your address.
Yeah.
And make sure you follow us at To Nicole's One Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And then on Twitter, we're at To Nick NIC One Podcast.
Yes. Make sure you're subscribing to everything as well. Not just liking our stuff. Subscribe and follow. Thank you.
Yeah. And comment. Give us cute comments.
Yeah. Cute ones.
Yeah.
Funny ones.
Cute, funny, lovable. We love it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I guess we'll let you go so you can go about your day or whatnot, you know. So have a good week.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
We'll see ya. Bye.